A Florida man was arrested and charged with two counts of attempted murder after shooting at a vehicle with two men who he thought were Palestinians, but turned out to be Israeli visitors, local authorities said. The website of Miami-Dade County Corrections says the suspect, 27-year-old Mordecai Brofman, was charged with two counts of attempted murder and booked on Sunday for the shooting on Saturday. A police report shared by Miami Beach Police showed that Brofman, when interviewed by police, said that while he was driving his truck in Miami Beach, he saw two people he thought were Palestinian. He said that he then stopped, shot at and killed them, according to police. However, the victims survived. One was shot in the shoulder and the other had a wounded forearm. They turned out to be Israeli visitors and not Palestinians, police said. A representative or lawyer for Brofman could not be immediately identified by Reuters. Human rights advocates say there has been a rise in anti-Muslim, anti-Palestinian and anti-Semitic hate in the United States since the start of U.S. ally Israel's war in Gaza, following an October 7, 2023, attack by Palestinian militant group Hamas. Other recent U.S. incidents include the attempted drowning of a 3-year-old Palestinian-American girl in Texas, the fatal stabbing of a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy in Illinois, the stabbing of a Palestinian-American man in Texas, the beating of a Muslim man in New York, a violent mob attack on pro-Palestinian protesters in California, and the shooting of 3 Palestinian-American students in Vermont. Incidents raising alarm over anti-Semitism include threats of violence against Jews at Cornell University that led to a conviction and sentencing, an unsuccessful plot to attack a New York Jewish center and physical assaults against a Jewish man in Michigan, a rabbi in Maryland, and 2 Jewish students in Chicago.